This podcast is brought to you by ESLLibrary.com. Listen to the grammar stories, then try answering the questions. Too much food. Last night, Kevin went to a restaurant. The food was really delicious, and Kevin ate way too much. He ate too much soup as an appetizer. The seafood was very good, so Kevin ate too much fish and too many mussels. He also ate too many vegetables and too many potatoes. He ordered too much salad and put too much dressing on it. After his meal, he ordered way too much dessert. He ate too much cake and too many cookies. He also drank so much coffee that he couldn't sleep that night. The next morning, he had a stomachache from eating so much food. The next time Kevin goes to a restaurant, he will order fewer dishes. He will eat less fish and fewer mussels. He will eat fewer vegetables and less salad. He will also eat less cake and fewer cookies. He will be sure to drink less coffee. Too much food. Here are some questions for you. 1. Why did Kevin eat so much? 2. What did he eat too much of as an appetizer? 3. What kind of seafood did he eat, and how much of it did he eat? 4. How much dressing did he put on his salad? 5. Did he eat enough dessert? How many cookies and how much cake did he eat? 6. Why couldn't he sleep that night? 7. What will he do the next time he goes to a restaurant? Here's another story for you. Brian and Jeff. Brian and Jeff are twin brothers. They look similar, but there are some big differences. Brian is slightly taller than Jeff. Brian is also slimmer than Jeff. Jeff's hair is darker and curlier than Brian's. Jeff is more athletic, spends more time outside, and is more tanned than Brian. The twins also have different personalities. Jeff is more outgoing than Brian, while Brian is quieter and more reserved. Brian is more intellectual and loves reading. He is also more artistic than Jeff is. Brian loves painting and drawing. Jeff is much funnier and is definitely the clown of the family. Visit ESLLibrary.com to find questions for this story and other grammar stories about comparative adjectives.